Anything else you want to add about your experience there?
Oh, well, I mean, I can just tell you how the evening kind of finished up. Around 9 o'clock, a majority of the protesters in that group were released. You know, and in the group that I was in, everyone was released. Then there were rumors that, like, 30 to 75 people were still being held. And so people went back into this, like, penned in area. And, you know, we got video on it. And we actually got video recording people being, like handcuffed and taken away.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this really poignant moment where we were sort of waving from afar, and they were waving back at us, like, hey, you're not alone. People know you're in trouble, and, you know, we're not going to let this go down.
I've heard that about 100 people were arrested that night, and they were taken to an old warehouse detention center. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, so, like, I was in this block of people, like, 250, maybe 300 people, locked down, you know, penned in. And around the corner, there was another block of people, apparently probably about 100 of them, and they were all arrested. And they were taken to TAPS, it's called, Temporary Arrestee Processing Center.
Mm-hmm.
And TAPS, there's a Google video out there, and it shows, like, no kennel. It's basically a giant warehouse with, like, sort of wire mesh cells and, like, no bathroom facilities and concrete floors and just sort of a hideous, sort of processing center camp, you know, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Holding area, but I was told that place has such extreme temperature differentiation that when they were holding voting machines in there, they actually had to move them because the temperature variations from day and night were actually destroying the electronics of these machines.
The building isn't fit for machines, but you can put people in there?
Apparently, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, that's what I've been told, yeah. And that's what they've been doing. You know, they've been taking people out. So these 100 people were bussed to that place.
Is everyone who was arrested been released?
As of yesterday, there were a few people still in there. I think like 30, maybe 15 to 30. And today, I have not actually confirmed if everyone's been released. Unfortunately, I don't know that.
Mm-hmm.
But talking with the People's Law Project here, who's been handling a lot of the legal stuff. They've been really on it. These two folks have been just like day and night, just working their butts off, and they've been really awesome. You know, legal observers and just taking calls and getting people out of jail and finding out where they are and helping them out and doing jail solidarity, jail support. You know, really great people. They said to me that they can only legally hold someone for 48 hours if they can't, and then released on their own recognizance if they can't pay the bond.
Now, is there any kind of jail solidarity vigil outside of the jailhouse or this detention center?
Yeah. The street medics here, who've been doing a great job as well, and the legal team, the People's Law Project, have been getting people to volunteer to drive shipments of food and folks and lawyers. Yesterday they had a whole truckload of lawyers go out there to like speed up the process, find out what's going on. People were there handing out food, giving comfort, escorting people to the bus station, and so that's been going on as well.
So people are being released from the detention center. Can you give us the address of the center for people who want to provide support?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. It's like it's pretty far out there. It's like I want to say like 38th and Steele.
Uh-huh.
And it's like really far from like downtown. It's got to be at least maybe 30 or 40 blocks. And so what they've been doing is after they arrest these people, they put them in there, and then they'll just periodically release them at random intervals, random times. So you could be released at like 2 in the morning, you know.
Right.
They give you a bus token and send you on your way without anything else, you know. So you don't know. You're out in the street at 2 a.m. in this totally unfamiliar neighborhood. You have no idea where you are, and yet you're supposed to go find a bus and get home and have, you know, a good night, you know, and that's what they've been doing. They've just been, like, releasing people in drips and drabs and, you know, giving them bus tokens. This is what the legal society here is telling me.
Wow.
Giving them bus tokens and then just, like, sending them out on their own recognizance, you know, and it was pretty shitty.
Wow. Now, I understand it's been pretty warm in Denver these past couple of days.
Yeah, I've gotten pretty good sunburns going here. Yeah, I got a big floppy hat the other day because it was really bad.
So people are being held in this facility where the temperatures are probably not air conditioned.
Yeah, I mean that's what the original report was. I did hear one thing that they had actually installed a few air conditioners.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know what that means.
Right.
You know, I don't know if that means like it's enough to like sustain everyone in that facility, or it's just like, you know, a Band-Aid fix to Band-Aid solution for a problem, you know. Mm-hmm. But that was the only thing I'd heard. But yeah, still the heat differentiations from night and day here are pretty extreme.
So you're from New York, so Denver doesn't really seem like much of a city for a New Yorker, I guess.
Well, I'm from Rochester, New York, so let's not confuse it. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Upstate, you're from upstate New York.
Upstate New York, yeah. New York City is certainly a city unto its own, and it has its own fucked up situation with police there, but, you know. No, I mean, Denver's actually, it's a pretty interesting city, and I've met a lot of really cool folks here, and a lot of good people. I think a lot of people willing to listen to critiques of the Democratic Party and the police state. I know there are a lot of people here that don't like all the police presence. And then I talked to some people here who say that they don't want to see, you know, Seattle 1999 in their hometown. So I think there's a wide, spectrum of opinion of politics and police in the city.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, gee, thanks so much for chatting with me.
Yeah, no problem. It's staying experienced, to say the least.